My name is Donald Malins, and I was born in Lima, Peru, in 1931. My father, he had a position with the Marconi Wireless and Telegraph Company. He was in England at the time. And this position entailed him going to Lima, Peru. One of his tasks was to go up into the mountains in order that they could decide where to put the telegraphic stations. And I was born there, but when I was about 3 years old, I guess his contract must have run out. We then went back to Britain. We were on the boat with Mrs. Roosevelt, and my parents made friends with Mrs. Roosevelt and vice versa. And I spent a lot of time apparently sitting on Mrs. Roosevelt's lap. I've always liked Mrs. Roosevelt, but I must say I don't remember anything. We went home and sold the house to a chemist friend of ours. And we were on our way a few weeks later to Kenya. When we arrived in Kenya, somewhere around 14, and I went to school until I was always a very bad scholar. I never liked school at all. And I said to my father, I don't want to go to school anymore. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I just don't want to go to school anymore. I'm going to try to get a job. I was only about 15, and I saw an ad in the paper for a chemist in a sugar factory down on Lake Victoria. And he said, you don't have any qualifications. I said, well, I'll apply anyway. And I got it. And I didn't know anything about chemistry to speak of. And I got down there and they put me in charge of a sugar analyzing laboratory. Well, I didn't know anything about it, but I learned it pretty quickly and I started analyzing the sugar cane. Anyway, later they got an invitation from a friend from South America. Why don't you come to Seattle? What are you doing out in Nairobi? So they did.